My name is Niamh Mulvey, and I'm a writer based in Kilkenny City. I've written a piece which is inspired by the neighbourhood I live in. My family and I moved back to Kilkenny a year and a half ago, after more than a decade in London. While planning the move, I had a strong sense of plunging into the unknown, which was odd, as Kilkenny is my hometown. But I had no idea how it was going to go for us, and it all felt a little out of control. But through fate and luck, we found a house that had been built by a woman who also left London for Kilkenny. And we felt right at home in its narrow shape, awkwardly placed bathroom, and Edwardian plumbing. This woman was Ellen Odette Bischofsheim, a fabulously wealthy German-Jewish philanthropist who married into an Anglo-Irish landowning family from Kilkenny. Ellen, or Lady Desert, is known around here, but maybe not as much as she should be. She helped to fund and create, and this is not an exhaustive list, a woolen mill with housing for its workers, it's in one of these cottages that we live, a woodworker's factory, a tobacco plantation, two theatres, a handball alley, a garden village, a war hospital, and a bridge over the Nore. Many of her initiatives failed, and this seemed to cause her sadness later in life. I picture Lady Desert as a controlled, disciplined person with old-fashioned, pragmatic values. It's interesting then that the things that have survived of her are much more to do with pleasure, enjoyment, and beauty than industry. Her factories didn't last, but the houses she built for the workers are still here, as is the handball alley, one of the theatres, and the library she filled with books. This brings me back to this idea of control, of how we can plan our lives with great and assiduous care, but ultimately, what happens to us? What survives of us after we have gone? Well, there's just no knowing.